You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. We'll start our show in Missouri, where Tim Wolf, the president of the University of Missouri, resigned today after weeks of protest against him. Students and staff say Wolf hasn't done enough to combat racism on campus. One student has been on a hunger strike, faculty were about to walk out, and this week at least 30 Missouri football players threatened to strike unless Wolf stepped down. They said they wouldn't participate in team activities, including this weekend's game against BYU. Forfeiting that game would have cost the school a $1 million fine. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
On the University of Missouri campus in Columbia today, protesters took a moment to celebrate.
But I want you all to know that this is a movement and not a moment. So I expect to see this all the time.
That's student Andrea Fulgham. But Scott Brooks, an associate professor of Black Studies and Sociology at the university, says the big moment came when football was in jeopardy.
We can only speculate what the conversation was, but there's no doubt that we're a business and we're looking to make money. That is why we have big-time college sports.
The university's now former president, Tim Wolf, knows well the economic power of college sports. He earned the ire of many students by pushing a $72 million expansion of the football stadium. At the same time, he raised tuition and tried to close the university press. He also cut healthcare subsidies for graduate students.
He's a businessman, and that's kind of the model for higher education these days.
Connor Lewis is a doctoral student at Missouri and an organizer with the Forum on Graduate Rights. He says there's no doubt the football boycott made a difference.
But also, I think it was really the buy-in from pretty much every level of the university,
including head football coach Gary Pinkel. Kenneth Shropshire teaches the business of sports at Wharton.
That's kind of the broader impact, too. Not just the we won't have our games on Saturday, but the recognition of what these young men bring to campuses.
Shropshire says this could begin to level the playing field for college athletes who've been fighting for a bigger voice of their own in big money sports. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Public radio station KBIA helped us out with that story.